During brachas, we're up to Chavdalet Amar Aleph. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Ani Raiti. Rabbi Chanina says, I saw et Rebbe, Shetala Tfinav. I saw Rebbe hang up his tefillin. Oh boy, hanging tefillin. Meiti vei.
What does that mean?
We'll see in a second. Hatolet Tfinav Italulu Chayav. We have a quote, if a person hangs his tefillin, go grab your straps, put them on a hook, leave the tefillin hanging. The Braisa says, whoever hangs tefillin should have his life hung. Dorshei chamorot amru, vayuchechet b'imcha mineged, zatole tefilav. Those who darshan things say that when the verse curses that people's lives will be hung, it's talking about people who hang their tefillin. Lo kasha habirtua habiktitat. Mora says, no, come on. It depends. You take the straps, you put them on a hook, you leave the tefillin hanging. That's a derisive way to handle tefillin. What are you leaving them hanging like that for? So that's what it says all these bad things about. But if you take the top part of the tefillin itself, you put it on the shelf and the straps are left hanging, that's okay, that's fine. Another understanding says it doesn't matter, you can't hang it this way or that way. You're not supposed to hang tefillin. But what Rebbe did was he took the tefillin inside the tefillin bag and he hung the tefillin bag on a hook. That's okay. So then what's the big chiddush? What's the problem? Why can't you hang up your knapsack or your bag that has the tefillin inside? I might think, just like Sefer Torah, you should place it down. Don't leave it hanging. You don't leave Sefer Torah hanging. No. So that's the chiddush here, that tefillin you're allowed to hang, even though Sefer Torah you couldn't. Yeah. In their inside their case, you can hang up the case. Either one doesn't matter. It's the case.
The Ahava mean is that because there's partial of Torah in the tefillin that it could be considered like Torah?
Yeah. So we end up that a siddur, any holy book could be hung inside its case, but you don't leave it hanging directly. So then the big question is, those keychains with the Tehillim hanging down from them.
Wait, this is only talking about tefillin.
Right, so the Magen Avraham and the Aruch HaShulchan say the same thing applies to Siddur, the same thing applies to other holy books.
So what, you can't put a book on a shelf?
On a shelf is fine, that's not hanging, that's you placed it down. The issue is if you have a keychain and you have a Tehillim hanging down from the keychain, or you have a keychain and you have a Siddur hanging down from it, so that Lechora is this. If the case is hanging, fine. If it's attached directly to the tefillin, then that would seem to be this issue.
Wow, that's good.
That would seem to be that way. That's,
what about the
tefillin? It says
you have to warn the people. Then.
If people are fixing tefillin or anything else.
Okay, maybe. Think about it. Good point. Huh?
What happens if people are fixing tefillin? Will it be still a zilzul to tefillin by hanging it on the straps by itself? It happened today. I never do that. I know I was doing something wrong. After that, I was spending the chutzpot. Hashem was sending a message. And I felt so bad when I was... It was sitting on the bite, on the case, but I thought I was doing something wrong. But I needed to pay the chutzpot. So today I felt so bad. So still hanging. On the bite. On plastic.
Hanging what?
Like you're holding the chetzuot because you want to paint them. You're fixing them.
I think it says that if you're holding it, that's fine.
You're not holding it. You're throwing your chetzuot, not by itself. The bite is hanging on the air. What happens when you also if you need to put chetzuot on the bite?
The Taz says if you're holding it by the straps in order to put it on, that's okay. So you're saying what happens?
You're rolling the chetzuot.
And you can't just put down the bite?
I should have done that.
I don't know. So I don't know. I have to look it up. I don't know. Sorry. Don't know. Tough.